This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Question is, are you good, Doug? I have this habit. Victoria's happy to chastise me for eating on
Well, I'm more concerned than chastising. You walk and talk and eat all at the same time, and it catches up with you often.
I think I'm I think that's kind of a fabulous thing. I can walk, I can talk, and I can eat.
Well, yeah, exactly. The problem is then you end up, you know, swallowing stuff and choking for an hour.
But who am I to judge? Because it's a common thing
we
in my
can
family.
All judge,
I can't walk, talk, and breathe at the same time.
Yeah, really? All right. Well, here we are. My leadership is once again being challenged by the ladies of the day. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner is here. I'm Doug Steffen with the world and its... lack of leadership is something that is very troubling to me. We don't seem to have, we think we need permission from everybody. The only person who doesn't need permission is Putin. Everybody else feels like, at least this is the way it looks from the outside looking in. And I think that we have this, we have a real lack of strong leadership. And I don't mean dogmatic leadership, I mean just, and I'm talking about America even. I'm talking about the world. If you look around, there are no really... Who's the... Putin's getting all the attention because for better or for worse, and this is for worse, he's had the ability to sort of stand out. And the rest of the world, and maybe the leadership in China to a point. Now the Japanese leadership, I don't even know. I'm never good at pronouncing Japanese names anyway. But you look at what's going on with the Japanese and how they're putting the Russians in their place. It's really... kind of.
I think that's why everybody's going around Zelensky, because for once we actually.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny because I kind of think back, like, he, when I say I like, when I think there's something attractive. No, when I think there's something attractive about, and I don't use alpha as like a terrible thing, because a lot of times I know, you know, it's toxic masculinity and it's, you know, all these things that go along, but there is something nice about someone with backbone. And I think the world is starving for it, which is
that's
why everybody's kind of hugged Zelensky and taken him in and started to admire him, because he actually has a backbone. And I would dare say is sort of that alpha male personality, I guess, in the good ways, not in the bad ways, that people are missing right now. There's just not that person.
I don't get alpha male vibes from him. I just get a real human being. And I think that it's so refreshing. He does not come across as a politician. He just comes across as someone, you know, that is worthy of being admired. He's someone who inspires people, which I think a good leader has to do that. And I think that, you know, I'm really in awe of him, and I think the rest of the world is too. You know, when
he
you,
protects people, I think that's what I look at, is that he's not afraid to get in and protect his people.
Well, he was disparaged for being
them.
a former comedian and an actor.
Yeah.
And but actually, you know, now that the stuff is coming out, he won Ukrainians Dancing with the Stars. He won, he did, and he's a good dancer. He was in a comedy troupe. He was the voice of Paddington Bear to dub it over into Russian. I mean, like, there are a lot of things that he's actually done and accomplished before he decided to get into
politics.
So
who do we have?
Granted, I'm sure he never thought this would be what he was signing up for.
Who do we have in America that would fill that role? Who do we have that's a popular entertainer, a populist that could step into the role of president, that could really bring about a change? Somebody
Tom
like
Hanks?
That. Yeah, Tom Hanks would probably...
Right, he started as a comedian, then an actor. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know if he would bring people together. Maybe The Rock.
Well, The Rock to a point. He might be better at it. Yeah, maybe. Anyway, it's food for thought. I want to know how we can tell people who are listening to the program, how we can give them advice or direction in supporting the people of Ukraine right now. I think we're all watching the violence. We see the news, and there are a lot of items, obviously, on social media. And I have said this many, many times when there have been circumstances like this that we could talk about helping those people. There are a lot of ways that you can help them, and there are a lot of ways that you'll make no impact because you're going to the wrong groups, if you will. So I'm going to make a suggestion or two here. Ladies, you can as well, please, if you want to focus on the some of these groups that will be helpful. The International Medical Corps, which is an organization that provides aid, mental health services. Those people there are apparently there now. You can donate online at their website. CARE International is another one, which is funding a lot of food and hygiene kits that are necessary. See, these are players that are there. Nobody pays any attention to them. Everybody's looking for guns. But these people are necessary as well because already, in terms of care, they've reached 4 million Ukrainians in the last week. The UN Children's Fund is another one that's always, I've always been, they're the ones at Halloween, aren't they, isn't it?
No, that's UNICEF.
UNICEF, okay, all right. Yeah.
UNICEF has UNICEF does good stuff, but it's one of those organizations where a lot of money is taken off the top to pay salaries and things like that. So UNICEF over the last couple of years has kind of been, would say, downgraded in a lot of people's minds.
Well, anything connected to the UN, you're right about that. It's corrupt. The UN is corrupt. But, you know, I'm putting this out there because there may be others. I'm sure there are. Maybe, ladies, you found a couple of other examples. You know I do not support the Red Cross. So, you make your own decision when it comes to that organization. But I do think that there are a lot of them that you may not. I think if you just... if you just Google,
I can give you two that I've actually donated to over the last couple of days. World Central Kitchen, which is a charity I've been supporting for a while. That's all the chefs who get together with volunteers, and they are on the ground in times of crisis, and they are feeding people. They're right now in 10 different points around the Polish border, and as soon as people cross over, they're met with a hot meal. I cannot say enough good things about the organization. All the money goes right into supplies and the food, and so they will always, always get my money. They've been on the ground in Puerto Rico. They've been in Texas. They were down everywhere there's a storm, anywhere there's a disaster. World Central Kitchen mobilizes immediately. They're just the best. And then Bethany Frankel, a lot of people know her from Shark Tank and from The Housewives. She has her Be Strong Foundation. She has sent more than $10 million worth of supplies. And so they have baby stations. They have, all different needs, men, women, boys, girls. And they have these, like, kits of all kinds of stuff, like survival kits that they're handing out. And so, I think they're at maybe 12 or 15 different points now around the border. So there are so many really great on the ground, boots on the ground organizations that are there and making an impact. So there are so many. You don't have to do the Red Cross. I mean, you can do World Central Kitchen is not a big organization. Be Strong is not a big organization. She just founded it a couple years ago. But they're both doing really great work.
Yeah. There are a lot of things, Jay, on social media that I've noticed, and I don't follow this as much as you do, but some of the things scream attention, please, and one of them is the criticism of how out of touch the SAG Awards were with the entertainers and the focus on the red carpet and what Gaga was wearing and all that other stuff. I don't know whether, can you have one without the other or one with the other?
Lady Gaga even put a put an Instagram post out after the SAG Awards, and she said, obviously, we're all very aware and concerned about what's happening in Ukraine. I'm paraphrasing. But she said, we're entertainers, and we hope that we gave you 2 hours of entertainment. And you know what? I watched the SAG Awards from beginning to end, and it was a nice 2 hours of fun, lighthearted laughs, nothing political. It was just a nice night of, people need to just get off of it.
You can't do more than one thing. Had accessories that spoke for Ukraine, where whether it was a pin, like a blue and yellow ribbon that was pinned to their outfit.
Yep. I may be unpopular here, but I actually think the pandering, like turning buildings blue and yellow and stuff, is just crap. I mean, I don't know. I'm glad they just did the SAG Awards. And because here's the thing. These people...
many of these elected politicians are the reason that we're in this situation right now and are the reason that Ukraine is there. And so turning a building blue and yellow is worth nothing but the lights that it costs to turn the building blue and yellow. And so I think it's really interesting because there are a lot of people who I think jump on and they want to turn their profiles blue and yellow and all this stuff. What did you do leading up to that? I mean, have you been engaged? Have you been studying what your vote may have done to create this situation? I don't know. I mean, have you looked at the world leaders who have done really nothing to help the situation? To me, it's all very frivolous.
You know
when
what
people
else?
Get,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, so you're turning City Hall blue and yellow. Good for you. What have you, you know, I mean, just little.
Okay, so to be devil's advocate, though.
Yeah.
Every state is now actually taking action against Russia. Every state in the United States has, I mean, in New Jersey, they're doing a review to see if anybody who has a pension fund is invested in any Russian company,
all the
and they're divesting
funds are pulling
immediately.
Them out. Yeah, absolutely.
And to me, that is
they're
way
pulling,
more valuable.
They're pulling,
than
yeah,
blue
they're
and
pulling.
Yellow.
Right, but you can do both. You can do both. And they're pulling Russian vodka from the shelves and all the liquor stores. I mean, the all of New York State signed an emergency declaration yesterday that no one in the state of New York is allowed to have any business dealings with Russia.
What
New York are scrambling right now.
His, everything in his country is being destroyed.
Yeah.
Everything.
Every
but
aspect
I was going to equate the, this may not roll over well, but what I when I listened to Jennifer... As fluently as she describes things, as I'm listening to her talk about what a bunch of phony baloney stuff that
well, no
is.
One likes an
and
empty gesture, right?
Well,
I mean,
I'm kind of agreeing with her. But the
I
other
agree,
empty
too,
gesture,
as long as it's not, back, if it's not
that,
backed up with
that
something.
That you see in America are people riding around with flags coming out of mm-hmm. their pickup trucks and stuff like that. Or somebody says, well, I'm a patriot because I carry and put a flag on my car. No, no, no. That's not what it is. And that I find... I don't know if I find it offensive. I just find it silly, frankly. Anyway, we've got the, I've never pronounced this right, FIFA
and UEFA.
Okay. They've banned the Russian national teams and clubs
finally.
From all of the World Cup and other European competitions.
Mm-hmm.
The NHL has taken all the Russian players and sent them home. Get
no.
lost. Yes.
The NHL didn't do that.
Yeah, they did. They suspended business ties with Russia, and they told the Russian players they couldn't play. You didn't see that? The Canadian, I think more of them are playing in Canadian teams, but yeah. And that's...
have not heard the NHL sending Russian players home, but we'll have to look that up.
Yes, of course. It's time to fact check on the DJV program at 18 after the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Okay, so we got the chorizo dumplings, the cucumber empanadas.
Zara's food truck is popping off.
Come on, guys, let's pick it up, all right?
But if she doesn't find a new chef, her truck will be stuck.
Call Crib this morning. So, Jessica, I'm going to need you on the fryer.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
We'll be right back. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Alexia Kulwick, who runs the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund.
It's ridiculous the amount and number and confusion of regulations that can apply to a small farm. The government doesn't tell you what to charge for your radishes, but they will tell you what kind of zoning you need, what kind of license you need to sell it, even though you're selling it directly from your farm. Such a large number of regulations that the small independent farmer might have to face.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's take a rest for a moment or two from Ukraine stuff and talk about what's really important on social media, whether it be Twitter or Instagram, Facebook.com/DJV show. I was brokenhearted, I think it was last week or the week before, when Jay told us about Jason Momoa and his wife, Lisa Bonet, splitting. It was. I didn't sleep that night, Jay. So I'm glad this is going to set that. Well, thank you for
the
that vote of encouragement.
The devastation was
real. Oh my God, it was horrible. Mm-hmm. Now they fixed it. So what are they doing?
That post that they had originally sent out has now been deleted, where they say that they're parting ways. They're going to let each other live their life. There were rumors from quote unquote sources close to the couple that had said it was just kind of a difference of lifestyles they wanted. He wanted to travel. She wanted to stay at home. But that now deleted post is gone because apparently according to another close source, or a source close to the couple, he's moved back in and they are giving the relationship another go.
They pulled their post down and wrote, "Just kidding."
Yeah.
I like them together.
I do too.
I was bummed when they split.
Plus, also, whenever there's a celebrity couple and one of the celebrities is like, "That was my teenage crush," like before I became a celebrity too, that person was my celebrity crush, and then they actually end up together, I just always think that's kind of like a real life fairy tale romance situation.
Unless it ends up like Scientology for Katie Holmes.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Most of
the time,
forget.
It can have a good outcome.
Escaping
in the tunnels late at night.
I just looked up Ned Eisenberg, and he's one of those actors that you never remember their name, but when you see their face, he died. I mean, this guy, he's only 65, too.
He had been battling cancer.
Yeah. He was every Law and Order that ever existed, this guy was on. And so he's passed away at the age of 65. That's lousy. Too bad. All right. Anyway, The continuing focus on Bob Saget, and apparently Full House, they had a reunion.
They're going to. Hasn't happened
yet. When are they going to have it?
I don't have it in front of me anymore, but it's one of those conventions, and they're going to
It's in Hartford in March, later on this month. Here it is, yeah.
Do you know how much money celebrities can make at those conventions? I mean, tens of thousands of dollars. It's so crazy.
Yeah, anyway. So there's that to look forward to.
There were other shows on that list, too, that are going to be there reuniting. It's the Full House cast.
Yeah.
Sabrina the Teenage Witch,
right.
Family Matters, Boy Meets World, Hocus Pocus.
Yeah, those huge, huge shows.
Yeah. Big time. Make a few bucks there, boys and girls. Jennifer Lopez and Jimmy Fallon. What happened to Jennifer? It's now Jimmy and Jennifer. What happened here, Jay?
Just for a project, they're writing a bilingual children's book, Con Pollo, a bilingual playtime adventure. This is her first children's book and his fifth or sixth. I think it's going to be his fifth one. Jimmy Fallon's fifth children's book is coming out. Jennifer Lopez isn't new to being an author, though. She's already a New York Times bestseller for her memoir, True Love. But they've been, apparently, like, they're really good friends, and they've been wanting to work together for a while. And since they're both parents, they're kind of like, let's do this. Let's do a children's book.
Cute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. I think Jimmy Fallon is overexposed. But you could say that, I suppose, about J-Lo, too, right? In a manner of speaking. So does Ben not like to write?
See, Ben writes movies.
He's just staying in his lane.
No children's books for him. No drinking and boozing up. In that world. Okay, good. Well, that's nice to know. Thank you. It's 28 after the hour.
Two roads. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Once a young man came to a place where the road diverged in two directions. The first path led to a dead end, filthy, foul-smelling, sewage-type garbage dump populated with mean, angry people who hurled both rocks and insults at anyone who chose that direction. The second led to beautiful lands, bountiful opportunities, kind, supportive people, and freedom and peace. And if you think, well, it's obvious the direction he took, don't be so sure. After all, how many times have you chosen, along your journey into the depths of your own inner world, to remain fixated on insults, anger, pain, and disappointing moments, rather than choose the inner path that leads to fathomable freedom and inner peace? Avoid remaining stuck in the terrible places in your own mind by actively focusing on what you want, not on what you don't want. And hey, my new book, Walking Through Anger, can certainly help you out with that.
What are you going to do with your old car? You could try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Addressing a worried nation and anxious world, President Biden vowed in his first State of the Union address Tuesday night to check Russian aggression in Ukraine, tame soaring U.S. inflation, and deal with the pandemic. Biden declared that he and all members of Congress, whatever their political differences are, were joined in an unwavering resolve that freedom will always triumph over tyranny. GOP Governor Kim Reynolds from Iowa had a different take.
Even before taking the oath of office, the president told us that he wanted to, quote, make America respected around the world again and to unite us here at home. He's failed on both fronts.
As Ukraine continues to be attacked by invading Russian forces, the United States government will ban Russian aircraft from American airspace. President Zelensky had been pleading with the West to protect Ukraine airspace, which President Biden declined to do because of the confrontation issues with Russia. USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
President Biden in his State of the Union address Tuesday night assured Americans that everything is going to be okay.
To all Americans, I'll be honest with you, as I always promised I would be. A Russian dictator invading a foreign country has cost around the world, and I'm taking robust action to make sure the pain of our sanctions is targeted at Russian economy and that we use every tool at our disposal to protect American businesses and consumers. Tonight, I can announce the United States has worked with 30 other countries to release 60 million barrels of oil from reserves around the world. America will lead that effort. Releasing 30 million barrels of our own strategic petroleum reserve. And we stand ready to do more if necessary, united with our allies. These steps will help blunt gas prices here at home. But I know news about what's happening can seem alarming to all Americans. But I want you to know, we're going to be okay. We're going to be okay. When the history of this era is written, Putin's war in Ukraine will have left Russia weaker and the rest of the world stronger.
Well, scientists will soon have a new set of eyes in the sky to study Earth's weather and climate. The GOES-T satellite lifted off from Florida's Cape Canaveral Space Force Station Tuesday afternoon aboard an Atlas V rocket. GOES-T will be a series of satellites that will position themselves in a geostationary orbit about 22,300 miles above our planet with the sole intent to study weather and climate. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Emma Lindbergh is here, Senior Director of Education and Programming at the National Farmers Union.
We see a lot of folks who are new to farming, who are just starting out in their operation, still looking for those resources to help them get up and running. They just love the opportunity to network with other farmers and, you know, learn what farmers are doing. Maybe it's something that they could apply to their own farm.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 34, after the hour here on the DJV program, with Liberty and Justice for All. Yes, the DJV is here. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. Maximum focus on things that are of import. I guess the fate of Mr. Cuomo, Victoria, proves to be correct. I think all of you have said in one way or another that you thought that Cuomo would come back.
No, I've been predicting this comeback for for, what, right. a couple months now? Yeah.
So,
and only just based on his patterns of what he's doing in New York City. There are certain restaurants, it's like in L.A., right? You go to certain restaurants, you know the paparazzi's going to be there, you know your picture will be taken. In right. New York, it's not about paparazzi, it's just about other New Yorkers seeing you. And he has been very visible out and about. He had lunch with the current mayor, Mayor Adams. He's, you know, he's just, he has not gone away. If anything, he's been making, staging a comeback, and now he's taken the next step.
Which is to be all over TV with ads, politics
he
versus
was a victim.
The law. Yeah.
He was a victim of politics, they say. He is positioning it as this was a, yep, this was a hack job by Letitia James, who is the Attorney General in New York.
Yeah.
Her response, well, her office's response was, the only thing Andrew Cuomo has proven himself to be is a serial sexual harasser and a threat to women in the workplace. No TV ad can change that. Yeah, I think a lot of people do feel exactly that way. But then I don't know. Maybe there are some, other Cuomo fans still out there. I don't know. I think it's way too soon for him to be doing this. But I also think he's going to run for governor again.
Jesus Christ, isn't that something?
Well, look, stranger things have happened, right? Marion Barry down,
yeah,
right? Marion
right.
Barry was the mayor of D.C.
He's a
drug addict. He's like,
my favorite of all time, Buddy Cianci up
Cianci,
in Providence,
yeah.
Rhode Island.
Yeah.
That guy,
I want a
TV movie. Yeah, I want a TV movie about him and his
pot
of sauce.
But I wouldn't surprise, and I would actually think that he probably thinks he's on a bench for a presidential candidate for Democrats, too. So, I don't know. I don't think
that's
that he is.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't think that he is, you know, look, he's got a very healthy ego. All these people who get into public office, too. So, of course, they think they can get back in. And I think multiple things can be true at once. He could have committed indiscretions with women. Certainly, I think the nursing home scandal is way bigger a deal. And then Letitia James is also an axe grinder. So I think they can all be right, but,
yeah.
you
like
know.
A perfect storm.
Yeah.
In a manner of speaking, right? In a sense.
Well, yeah,
okay.
We don't know what his comeback is for, but we just know that now he's spent a lot of money from his campaign account, and this is a 30-second ad that's going to be on TV, it's on digital, it's everywhere. So this is going to be, he's definitely making a play for something, we just don't know what yet.
You know, talking about politicians, the new mayor of Boston is a lady named Michelle Wu, and she has been since she was in the city council. I never pay much attention to it because I don't pay much attention to Boston politics. I knew Marty Walsh, and that was as far as it went. I've known a few Boston mayors. It wasn't for any reason other than just crossing paths with them socially with some other folks that I know. And in this circumstance, most of the people outside of the city didn't pay much attention to the election campaign. I know I looked at a few ads and I followed a little bit and I said, okay, well, I'd like to see her be the next mayor of Boston. And it wasn't Michelle Wu. She has cut herself a path that's pretty similar to the recent mayors of Los Angeles. Already, she has done some crazy, stupid, unbelievable things. So there have been a lot of people in the thing. She's done the stuff with unions in the city, with school committee stuff and what's going on in the schools. And so a lot of people, you know, Boston has been noted, has a strong legacy of activism. And so a lot of people who don't like her already are marching outside of her house. And there's something about that. As much as I might not have voted for her, something's got to be off limits.
yeah, I agree.
And so,
if you're the mayor of Boston, do you get like a house to live in? Like if you're the mayor of New York, you get Gracie Mansion.
No, you live in your own house.
Yeah, the mayor of L.A. gets a house, and they protest there a lot.
Yeah, do they? And what do they protest?
Different groups. Sometimes you have people who say he's not doing enough for climate change. Sometimes you have people who say he's too liberal on crime. Some people, you know, I mean, everybody's got an axe to grind with him, and so they all show up on his front yard.
Well,
but I think that's different space, because it's the public house, and so
right.
for me,
yeah,
that's
that would make sense. If it's a private house, and also the following people into bathrooms, is that still happening? Because that definitely happened.
Didn't Marjorie Greene do that with AOC? Chase her into the bathroom?
No. There was someone who chased Kristen Sinema into the bathroom.
And I think there was a gentleman who was chasing him in the bathroom as well. Now I can't remember who, but it's happened more than once.
A gentleman chased Marjorie Greene into the bathroom?
No, no. A guy politician who I can't remember now.
Okay.
But anyway, but Marjorie Taylor Greene and AOC would only argue with each other in front of cameras, not in private bathrooms.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But with the Boston thing, though, I mean, I think, you know, what she's proposing, it feels like it's too lenient. She said from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. people can protest. But it's a private neighborhood, so all of her neighbors are subjected to this.
Yeah, the same thing.
And it's not fair. It really isn't. It's so. But even I thought that was pretty nice for her to even say 9 p.m. I mean, kids are go to bed at 7 o'clock, you know, 7:30 if they're young. It just, I don't know, 9 p.m. feels like even that.
She got elected, and there are a lot of people who think there was a lot of questioning things with regard to the ballot. There were a lot of little things that Boston is notoriously political and corrupt city. Much
well, then
like
protest
Chicago.
Her office, you know, like stand outside her office and annoy her. But don't take down the whole neighborhood.
That isn't why I said that, though, Victoria. What I'm saying is that, however, what there was a lot of question, or there were, plural, questions about ballot box irregularities, who could vote, who did vote. You know, maybe it's just the sore loser syndrome. But there, I don't remember it being quite as controversial as it is now. And again,
COVID loosened up a lot of voting laws, and so there was a lot of opportunity for, whether it happened or not, there
funny
was opportunity
stuff.
For people to do funny business, right?
Yeah, okay. Anyway, the reason that I made mention of it is because the two cities that I spend the most time in, or in proximity to, Boston and Los Angeles, both have crack-a-doodles for mayors. I think that's probably the bottom line from my reading of rendering of this. Derek Jeter went into the offseason talking about the Miami Marlins spending more money on contracts, figuring out ways to contend with the future. The Marlins' focus, his focus, now apparently has changed because he left, right? He's no longer with
Yeah, this was a surprise announcement. He's not even a shareholder anymore. He cashed out his, I think he only had like 25% or something like that, but he cashed that out and he's no longer the CEO and he just quit immediately.
Right.
So something definitely was happening.
So did it have anything to do with spring training and all of the stuff going on with bargaining? Was that a part of it?
Whatever happened
certainly...
with that. They didn't meet the deadline, so now the season is going to be shortened this year no matter how... Wow. Quickly, they can come up with a deal. The season.
So, what if people who do this sort of thing, whether it's in sports or otherwise, when you go on strike and you lose time on the job, it really, in my experience, looking at the thing from the outside to the inside, you never really get back what you've lost. So, if they're not going to play and they're not going to be able to, they haven't come to a contract settlement by the time the season's supposed to begin, which is basically a month from today. Then what's accomplished by all of this? What are you, so you're going to deprive people of the opening day, the opening
because
week, right? The
everybody
opening
is
month.
Still getting paid. They don't have to work. And
who's
so
getting paid? The baseball
the players eventually
paid if
will.
On strike. If they're on
but
strike.
They'll get played retroactively when they come back. The owners will still get paid. They'll miss out on some, they'll probably miss out on some money because they won't have the stadiums open. But it stinks because the people that lose are the fans, for sure. And the people who want something, that distraction of the baseball.
Yeah, it's a distraction.
Something.
Spring starts, people are sick of the winter, and the next thing they think about after the first day of spring is baseball. Let's play baseball.
That's what
Let's
I always
Let's play
think.
Ball. Right? What? Mm-hmm. What do you mean? Huh?
I'm just laughing because, like, baseball means nothing to me, so that's why, like, yeah, that's what I always think. As soon as March 1st hits, baseball.
Yeah, I don't pay attention until October.
Well, I don't know that I'm a big
sports fan,
as you know. But
I love this time of year. I love going to spring training. I've gone the last, what, 5 or 6 years, I think, to spring training. Mine is last year because of COVID. But I love it. I look forward to the start of baseball. It's a bummer that it's not going to start.
Mm. Yeah.
What are you going to do? You know, you have a lot of people who have a lot of money at stake. And I don't even... Honestly, I'm not on any side. I don't, you know, I understand what the players are saying. I understand that the owners are in business, but get back to the sport. You know, you play for the fans. The reason that anybody has any money at all is because people show up and buy jerseys. So serve them a little bit.
Yeah. You know, I was chuckling, Jennifer. This would mean something to you and me, my thinking, when I saw that the bars and liquor stores were dumping Russian vodka. The local bar here took some bottles out back and smashed them on the driveway as a statement.
Tito's is better anyway.
But I was thinking about, do you remember
when
Ed...
Russian brand of vodka?
Smirnoff.
Stoli and Smirnoff and, all of those.
Right.
They're terrible. The
cheap
vodka
ones that are like pop off, which like $4 for...
I don't like Russian vodka. I'm a vodka drinker, but I do not like Russian vodka.
Really?
It's just, I don't think it's that good.
Why do you drink vodka?
It's
doesn't
not
have
smooth.
Any taste to it.
Yeah, it does.
Does?
Of course.
What does it taste like?
Vodka.
It is relatively neutral as far as the alcohols go, though, with flavors. You can, like, mix them.
Okay. I fell right into that
it's
one.
No
thank
shit.
You very much. Okay. No, the reason that I brought it up is because I remember my late Jennifer got close to Ed as well. Ed McMahon, in the last 10 years of his life, and I, we became good friends. And he was friends with a lot of people on radio, but there was something about the time when I would go visit him at his house and bring Charlotte with me. We had the reason I'm telling you the story is because I remember one day going over there, yes, and bringing him a McDonald's chocolate shake. Jennifer's happy to remind me that I brought those over because he liked
it. I think that's sweet because he liked it. Yeah. No, I think that's awesome.
Anyway,
he also was very plain. Only turkey sandwiches with mustard. That was it. That was his go-to order.
Right, yeah. So he had – somebody came to him and wanted his name on a new brand of vodka.
McMahon Perfect.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, perfect, yeah. So he asked me when I was over there one day if I would taste it. And I looked at him. I said, you know I don't drink.
Why would he
said, yeah,
that?
Yeah. But I want you to tell me what you think it tastes like. So I tasted it, and I said, it doesn't taste like anything. And I don't know. I just asked Victoria.
His vodka was actually really good. It was really sweet.
He
did have his own vodka?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he did. And McMahon's Perfect Vodka, yeah. It was, I was actually at the launch party in Las Vegas for it. It was really, it was cool. Mm-hmm. And it was a good vodka, and it was a pretty bottle.
Yeah, it was a pretty bottle. I remember that.
Yeah, I think we still have some somewhere.
Have you? I'm not surprised. You guys, what is the equivalent of being a sommelier with vodka? Is there such a thing? Sommelier?
I don't know, but I don't like the tone of your voice. It's a full bottle that you keep as a collector's item. You should have one, too.
Oh.
That you don't suck
I never 48 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
We're out of the brand name, but we do have the generic version.
Serene's Pharmacy can't keep up with allergy season.
Who's next in line?
They need certified technicians to alleviate the headache.
Ma'am, I'm so sorry for the wait. We'll have your prescription filled soon. I need some help.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statement, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Nonpayment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, Get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Three past the hour now on the DJV program. I'm joined by my longtime friend, very exciting character in the international scene. Uri Geller is here with us from his home in Tel Aviv. The situation in Russia and the focus on Putin and his birthday being October 7th, I thought it was interesting. He has a Gemini moon. I know you're not an astrologer, but I know that you have thoughts about this fellow. I don't know whether you, I guess I don't know that you and I have ever talked about him as whether you have met him or not. You've been with him. What do you know about Putin?
Hey, Dougie, first of all, I urge all our listeners to get either on my Instagram, which is The Uri Geller, or my Twitter, or my Facebook, The Uri Geller, because I've put something very interesting that I found. I guess most people never saw this, but this is from a children's charity where it was in St. Petersburg, and you actually have Putin singing Blueberry Hill. I found my love on Blueberry Hill. You know that song?
Yeah, sure. Fats Domino. Yeah.
Yeah. And the people who are actually applauding him is Kevin Costner, Sharon Stone, Gerard Depardieu, who is a very famous actor who lives in Russia now. She's still alive. Goldie Hawn. This Kurt Russell. This is really surrealistic to see. I urge you to watch this because this is a children's charity. And yet, years later, the man is bombing Ukraine and children are dying.
What do you get energetically out of him? There are a lot of people who are suggesting that his mental capacity has been diminished. I think that's the nicest way of putting it, that he's off his rocker, that he's lost something, and maybe even there are some who say he's got Parkinson's, other people who say he's got initial signs of dementia. So you're the energy guy. What do you get when you watch him, what energetically?
Well, look, a post before this one, the one that I just posted of Putin singing, I posted another post where I'm asking my friends worldwide to tell me whether they think that he perhaps he has a terminal illness.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants to make sure that he leaves his impact on our planet. And sadly, it sounds like it's going to be a negative impact because, look, Doug, you know, since 1962, I don't quite recall when was the Bay of Pigs.
It was 62.
There was no...
Yeah, it was 62.
62, so I'm right. So nobody really threatened the world with nuclear weapons, and this is very disturbing. Just think about it. The man has put his armed forces into a mode of, hey, we might have to trigger and press the red button. Now, here we are talking about unconventional weapons of mass destruction where one bomb can radiate hundreds of miles. This is shocking, really shocking. Look what happened in Chernobyl when there was an accident. How many people got you know, radiation, and they suffered decades and decades on. So we are talking, to me, it sounds like a bad science fiction war film where the leader is going berserk. I think that you will agree with me to some extent.
I will agree with you 100%, not to some extent. I think that the interesting thing also is how astrology plays into this. There are a number of astrologers, and I know you follow astrology, who said this couldn't have happened at a worse time for Putin. This is the worst possible time he could have engaged, and it is almost as if he was suicidal, like he was trying, he's destroying not only or being destructive in Ukraine, but he's destroying himself. Everything that he worked for is going down the drain. He'll have no credibility. He'll have no friends. He'll have no means of surviving. So it's just very interesting how this stuff plays out in the energy around it. Uri Geller, the author of Use Your Psychic Powers to Have It All. This is at Amazon along with all of his other books. And you may check out his website for the latest postings and his social media at Uri Geller or at facebook.com/Uri Geller. The website is URIGELLER, UriGeller.com. I'm Doug Steffen.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.